So-and-so that touches that gate gets the first barrel, and the one behind him gets the second barrel. It was a double-barrel shotgun. Well, that old boy, didn't know what to think. And so he said, oh, we don't want any trouble, Mrs. Marlin. And Mom said, well, that's the orders I've gotten, and that they're going to be carried out now. And she says, you can choose, because I'm here for business, and that's right. Just exactly what I'll do. And so he said to one of the other riders, he said, why don't you go there and open that gate? He said, if you haven't got guts enough to open the gate, I sure am haven't. And he rode off. Well, they all wound up by riding off. And Mother kept the horses. They didn't bother her horses at all. And I've often wondered, would she have shot? Would she have shot? I think she would have. Because, see, it was just a trumped-up deal, because they wanted some of the big outfits, probably the big sheep outfit, wanted that out of the way so they could have all that grazing land. And they must have sent someone to pick up his horses and bring him in, because they thought that he would just...
Without horses,
he wouldn't do anything, no. So anyhow, that was it, and that was the last they ever heard of it. Dad went in, and he told him what had happened, and he told the sheriff, and I don't know what the sheriff told him. I can't remember if I remember anything about that. But anyhow, that was one experience. But to show you how hard it was for those pioneers to live out here, of course, most of the people lived on wild game, mm-hmm. You know.
What kind of wild game?
Well, like antelope, mostly antelope and deer, mm-hmm. That were around the creek.
No,
not at that time. No, the buffalo had all been slain and somewhere else. The ones that were here were around Yellowstone that they kept. But anyhow, Mother was a good hunter. She killed 13 ducks with one time with one shot, both triggers, but it knocked her completely backward. But anyhow, this game warden, and I used to remember his name, but I don't anymore. He came to the house and he told Dad that he was going to arrest him. And Dad says, what are you going to arrest me for? Well, he said, so-and-so picked up a sack of antelope hair from the old willow and between here and the old willow. And Dad says, well, that's strange. Anybody that would kill an antelope out of season, sure as the world, would not drag it on the ground and leave the sign there. And Dad says, whenever you bring that sack of antelope hair to me with the person that picked it up and said that it was mine, why, then you can arrest me. And it wasn't long after that until he was coming back again, and there was an awful wet spot across our field. And here he was, the car absolutely almost out of sight, over the running boards in that mud. And Dad had been up irrigating, and this game warden said, well, Mr. Marlowe, I could sure use that shovel that you're carrying on your shoulder. Dad says, that shovel's going to stay on my shoulder, sir. And he said, the closest help you've got is 3 miles to the next ranch. And Dad just walked right on. But you see...
That's a great story.
You see how hard it was?
Life.
Yeah, oh, it was hard. And of course, Dad herded sheep a lot of the time, was gone, and Mother was by herself. And...
You've mentioned corral. Were there any other terms they had for that?
No, that was all. Just there was a round corral and the big corral. The round corral was generally where they did the branding.
What about, where was the area where they let, did you have cattle?
We did later, yes.
Where did they graze?
Out in the prairie. You know, there was a lot of open land, and without fences, they could just graze anywhere.
Was there another name for any other place they grazed?
No, it was just the